I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. There's no doubt about it, this week's topic is controversial. And I'll admit right up front that if there is a magic answer, I don't have it. I'd love to present a well-thought-out, step-by-step presentation of fact after fact that would make you say, yep, he's right, that's the way to do it. But no, I can't do that, so I'll give you my personal opinions, but in the end, it's you who has to make your own decision. What's he talking about, you ask? Well, the question under discussion in this show is, what should a pitcher look for in a glove? What's the best weight, style, quality, material, price? Is it everybody for himself, or are there some guidelines that will help the beginning pitcher make a good choice? What I'm about to say is not the final word, the absolute universal truth. All I can tell you is what works for me, and what has worked over the 30 years I've been playing slow-pitch softball. If it works for you too, great, but it may not, and that's okay too. It's better that you're comfortable with your glove than that you're following some rules some other guy made up because he knows more than you do. It doesn't work that way. When I started playing softball, I was in the outfield, and I used the same glove I had used in Pony League baseball. Probably an 11.5-inch glove, a cheapie that worked fine as far as I knew. When I moved to pitcher, I kept using that same glove. It seemed to me to do all right, until one day the finger laces snapped on a line drive. The glove was pretty raggedy then, and rather than restring it, I sprung for a new one. I paid $15 for a larger, lighter glove made by a company that no longer exists. Regent, I think it was called, and the glove was maybe 12.5 inches. The thing is, with that bigger, longer glove, I was stopping screaming liners up the middle that got past me when I had the old baseball glove. I was snagging fast grounders that flew past my feet, grounders that used to go under my glove. But a longer glove keeps balls from going under it, and my fielding percentage skyrocketed with that glove. I had that Regent for 3 or 4 seasons until it got so limp and floppy it was an effort to keep the pocket open when there was no ball in it. Regrettably, I put it out to pasture and went looking for another one just like it. But the company had gone under, and I had to find a new brand. All of the gloves I tried from the local sporting goods stores were just too stiff and too heavy. And then I found a very cheap glove at a Big Lots closeout store that was just perfect. $15, I think. A 13-inch glove, super lightweight, lightest glove I've ever owned, and kind of stiff, but the leather was so thin that it couldn't hold its stiffness for long. After a game or two, it had broken in to fit my hand exactly. It was a Rawlings, and it was my all-time favorite glove. In one game, I left it in the dugout, and I never saw it again. I moved up to a 14-inch glove, and it gave me the confidence that made me feel invincible out there on the mound. That glove was not only a line drive grabber, it was my shield and my protection. And to me, that's what a pitcher's glove is all about. Big enough to protect you from guys who hit middle, and light enough to move fast enough to stop those screaming liners. And to get both big and light, you probably have to go cheap, too. Because expensive gloves are made of higher quality, thicker, heavier leather. So I generally buy the cheapest big glove on the rack. Will it last as long as an expensive glove? No way. But here's the deal. I don't care. I can afford the $30 I spend every 3 years on a new, big, lightweight glove. Last year, I found what is probably my ultimate glove, a 15-inch Wilson A360. Well, it's labeled 15 inches, but it actually measures 13 7/8 inches from the tip of the longest finger to the base of the palm, and that's good because the limit in ASA softball is 14 inches. Now, I've talked to a lot of other pitchers who disagree with me. Some of them seem to be using the same glove they used in high school baseball, which to me is ridiculously small. Many of them use the glove they used as softball infielders, which again is small, but they're comfortable with those gloves, and that's fine. If you're a new pitcher and you love the glove you used at your old position, keep using it. But if you want ultimate speed and protection, think about switching to a larger, lighter glove. Thanks for listening. For more tips and a look at my book on managing slow-pitch softball, visit slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.